You on, Parker? You
Yeah,
in?
yeah.
Got your breath back?
I do.
We're good to go.
I do. Yes.
That was a pretty quick lap I saw you do around the cycle track then. You're looking
Yes.
slim too, by the way.
Thank you. A little bit nervous with Stoney
Yeah, I know.
behind me.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm worried Crame is going to drop the trophy on my head. We good?
Yeah, we're good. Welcome to the Green Room, episode two, season two.
Yeah, apologies from last week. I thought I had a spicy cough scare.
But you weren't.
I did. I was negative. Yeah.
Just had a normal flu.
Yeah. Just normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was just probably hungover.
Probably.
To be honest, didn't
Probably.
want to come
School
in.
night.
Yeah.
School
It was a
night.
long trip in
Yeah,
from the bay.
it is. I know.
Every night's a school night for me, Tony.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Studying life.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah,
Sponsor?
cheers. Yep,
Steel City.
Steel City.
Mid-strength all day.
Yeah, and it's beautiful too.
It
It's
is.
better
It's
than
a good
any.
drop.
And honestly, and I'm a mid-strength drinker because I'm half a man. I think I've said that
Yeah.
before. And it is better than any mid-strength
That's the best
I've
bit.
had.
Yep. Definitely.
Does that make you go to the toilet a lot once, like the other ones do? Once the
No, it
bladder
doesn't.
breaks?
No,
Oh, that's good.
I tie a knot in mine. I'm capable.
You're bragging,
Yeah,
yeah?
I'm capable.
All right,
a little rubber band.
Our guest is
I'm gonna castrate myself.
Tony Munro. Tony, welcome.
Thanks, bugger.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for the
It's
invite.
Been a while. We're trying to get you.
It is. I know.
Hard man to pin down.
Hard man to
well,
pin down.
Mate, I think you blokes have cancelled the last two attempts.
He
I
mean, did. I didn't. I'm always available.
Apologise to yourself, Tony,
yeah.
and our viewers out there.
Yeah, the sincerity is overwhelming.
My me. Last first grade coach too, by
yeah.
the way,
yep.
and Pugger's first junior coach.
Yeah,
yes.
All that. Yeah.
There
A
we go.
Bit of history there, isn't it?
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
And good to be back at Townsend Oval.
It's lovely. Just feels like home. You know, like an old pair of slippers.
Yeah, Jesus. I wouldn't want to get in my slippers. You might come out with some cheese on your feet.
What is your role at the Greens now?
Director of coaching coordinator.
Yeah.
Helping out, you know, just around with the coaching guys. Bit of grey hair, a bit of experience, I think. This is
yeah.
the, I think what Kramer was looking for to come in, it was just you know, nice to be back. So I've been doing a bit of, done a little couple of sessions with the girls and been down at the juniors and you know, doing a lot of the technical stuff.
Yep.
We had a nice day here a couple of weeks ago where we ran the boys through a heap of on-field stuff and some in-room stuff, you know, lessons top plan. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's just wherever I'm needed, I'm popping up.
Yeah, right.
I think all care, no responsibility is what they call it.
Yeah, just another excuse to get to the growing room.
Well, don't need an excuse there. How did you come to the Greens? What was?
Well, mate, it goes back a long way. As you know, I played all my footy with the Waratahs, you know, since I was 10 through to retirement.
Mm.
And then we were living up there on the cliff and our eldest boy, Chris, who you both know, was about to start rugby and I wanted him to go and play at the Tars and my wife, who you both know, is very forthright and said, well, that's fine, but if you do, you're going to leave work and drive him over to Waratah.
Yeah.
He said he's merry with his playing with his mates and said, you know, I'm rightly saying that's where he should be. So it started out with Chris playing. I think he started under 11s and Josh started touring with us when he was 8 because I wasn't allowed to go away without taking Josh
yeah,
with
me. Fair enough.
Yeah.
You've met him, you know what he's like. yeah, so then just kicked on from there. So I did a little coaching through the juniors and in the president's role,
yep.
sort of everything just sort of merged into the senior role.
Mm. And when was that? So what year was that?
Well, Chris was 93.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you played it. So you played at Waratah.
Yeah.
Or when do you? How many games? Play there, you reckon?
A lot.
Till his knees.
A lot. Yeah.
Till his knees.
I stopped when I was 30.
Anymore.
Yeah, knees just got banged up, and you know, got sick of taking injections to run on every week.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, just one of those things. The last year, we'd also started a young family pretty early. Joe and I were 19 and 20 when we
yep.
sort of started, and I was at uni studying, and you know, something had to give. It was unfortunately.
And football. Positionally, what did you play?
Primarily back row.
Yep.
You know, it's one of those cases. I was a big kid, so I started out the front row.
Yeah.
Then hit 16, 17, and slimmed down. Ended up playing New South Wales in the back row.
Yep.
And sort of stayed there. And never got fat enough to make my way back up front.
Yeah,
rough,
I was the opposite. I was the opposite, wasn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah, I was sort of going out the back
yeah,
door.
Yeah.
You were coming up through
yeah,
the front.
Yeah, that's right. And
yeah.
testament to yourself as well. You know, the last stint that I came when I came back from overseas and I was earmarked. I wasn't fast anymore. I wasn't anything really. I was
anymore.
I was rotund. Oh, I wanted to play
yeah.
at the highest level and
yeah.
and obviously, you know, with you and Bobby and coaching, and there was the opportunity there. So
yeah, I think Gary Jones had a big part to play in that. We did it again this year where we ran a prop school for probably the first 6 weeks, and it was a case of a safe environment, not too intense, that Jones just came and did a bit of technique. And,
yep.
You know, Ruff has put his hand up and great attitude that, you know, where do you want to play? And he just said, want to play first grade. So
I just, no, it was more that the Empire was still open till midday, and I liked getting home at midday and couldn't play at three.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, so it's, you know, it just sort of evolved from there. You know,
yeah.
With a couple of other guys who you wouldn't have thought would play first grade front row end up doing that sort of stuff, like Berkey.
Berkey was another one as well. Yep, yeah. That's right. There was plenty. And another thing, I guess, with your coaching style that you brought to the Greens, you were very good at bringing through young players from the Colts and backing them and giving them a start, like Jay Strawn, Gright, to name a couple.
Yeah.
Sam Bright's another one.
Yeah,
who's still there.
Yeah, and it's a shame the Colts comp's not around. There's some really narrow-minded people, I think, around town that just don't understand the value of that Colts comp. You know, it started out on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, we spoke about this last time.
You know, and then sort of developed from there. And they keep chopping and changing. It starts with the juniors, really. They keep chopping and changing from 16s to 17s to 18s and 19s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been doing this for 50 years now. You see, the best formula is have 16s, have 18s. That two-year period, kids are off to school, they're girls, cars, jobs, study, all that sort of stuff. So you need that big group to be able to get decent teams. I think last year I was involved with the juniors, we had 13 teams in the under-18s, and then we went on to that Colts program where we had, you know, like 10 years of really strong Colts competitions.
Yeah, dominant Colts. When that Colts competition first came in, and a lot of those guys went on and played first grade.
Great competition.
Yeah, I think it was probably 2 years after I was 20 years old, after the Wednesday night comp, and it came out. It was really good. You had the Fisher boys that played here. You know, they were brilliant players. To name a couple.
Plenty came through.
Ooh. Yeah.
Luke Dan.
I remember Luke.
Well, I think they changed to the 20s when I was playing. Yeah. Then we go 18s to 20s.
The nice thing then on a Saturday, they played in second grade and first grade, so you get these Colts kids to stand by. And
yeah.
We just made a really conscious effort to make sure we got them some game time. You know, at the back end of games, and obviously, you know, you look at what Strawny and Crido, they're great examples of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And how successful they were. I think Chilly was another one that might have come through.
Sam Gilmore. Yeah, he was the era a little bit before with the Fisher boys and stuff. But kicking goals from anywhere.
Yeah.
You can't coach that.
Well, no, I saw him down at soccer training over at New Lambton. One of my grandsons is playing. Chilly was down there. Yeah. Real good with the round ball, though.
He's not?
No.
I remember he kicked one from about 40 something out.
I've seen him kick one from 50 out from the sideline,
nearly near the side. Yeah, into a wind too.
Yeah, and just that loping, lazy run up to two step, boom.
Yeah.
Just all timing.
Now, I was lucky enough to sit in a video session on Monday. I was up here.
What were you doing?
I was standing there. You're behind the bar, not doing anything, not saying a word.
Just giving you two bobs.
Yeah. And we talked about the Hamo game. How was the Hamo game?
Well, first of all, I had to clear my hand. I wasn't there. I was at a family wedding down the Central Coast, but obviously I've watched the game since.
Mm.
You know, we missed our opportunities.
Yep.
That's pretty much what it was. Guys got a little bit overawed. I think it was always going to be a tough one for us playing Wanderers the week before. We had a short turnaround. And there was so much emotion in that Wanderers day that, you know, from week to week, you don't lose your fitness or your skill set. It's what happens between the years. And I think, the boys might have got a little bit overawed by it. And then obviously with Eli going down, and they're all such good mates, and I think there's a little bit of that. You see your mate getting carted off in an ambulance.
It gets emotional. It can either go either way, can't it? Yeah. You know, either really lift, which they did for that 10-minute period. They really did.
Yeah.
But I guess Hamilton are just so good in that 20-metre zone of controlling the ball, keeping their heads and converting points every time. Whereas I think and there's no slide on how the boys are coached from anywhere outside the 20, the Greens will score all day.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to defend 100 metres.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think it was just one of those days. You know, you're gonna have a bad day at the office. We all have those, and that was probably ours. So get out of the way.
Well, I had a bad day at the office. I actually had a date night booked at 5:30 to go out, so I had to leave Paul Trent Considine to finish off the calling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I abandoned ship.
Ah.
So it was just a Tinder or Grinder date?
No, this is my partner and it was the partner. I had to get rid of the Grinder, Tony.
And Conti finished off the call, did he?
Yeah, he did. He did very well too.
Did he?
Yep. Yeah, and I will admit he was 6 or 7 deep.
But, I bet he was.
But good on him.
Yeah.
He's got the good gravelly voice like myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Conti's got a good footy head on him too.
Yeah, no, he really has. Well. He understands the game and it's good getting people like that up there. Definitely. Yeah, you know, he's not lost to coaching. He's always ready to put his hand up, and he volunteered the other day, and he was unbelievable.
Yeah,
Dan Garner wasn't available.
No,
that'd be your first go to.
He's out.
Yeah.
You're my first go to, but you broke.
So where do we need to improve from the weekend?
The game evolves, or we're probably getting a little bit predictable.
Yep,
you know, so our execution was poor. So it's really just about honing the skills, make sure everybody understands the game plan and what we're trying to achieve. I think the couple of times with our exits in particular, we got caught out because the players didn't know or just didn't execute, you know, and didn't get in position properly. So I know the guys did a bit of work on that on Wednesday.
And there was a couple of late changes as well.
Yeah.
Not that actually that's any excuse, but, you know, a couple of people with that, the cold, I mean, the midfield presence wasn't as big as the week before.
The guys are still finding their feet too. We've got a few new players, and we're getting combinations working. Now, if you're going to do it, this is the time of the season to do it. As long as we finish in that top one or two positions, the important point. Probably our breakdown work. Hamilton are always very good at the breakdown. They slow it down. They flop over it. We just need to be a bit more clinical in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a game. It was a slow old slug that first. You know, and you don't realise it was only 15 minutes in when the game got stopped.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
That's you're only getting into the groove, and then you've got to restart the game. And I honestly thought they would have called the game off or replayed it.
It might be a reflection on the age group because the kids are still pretty young. You know, they're in their early 20s, mid 20s, where you look at the Hamilton team and they've got a lot of old heads,
so they can
adapt to that, and they sort of might have coped with it a bit better than we did.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll get him in the second round.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure, definitely.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Eli. How is he, have you?
Yeah, I've been keeping in contact with him. Benny's living across the road from me at the moment. So
he's a big fan of the show too, Eli.
Oh, he's a massive fan of the show.
Yeah, g'day, Eli. He was here on Tuesday night walking around.
Yep.
He's out
of hospital. And, Benny said he can't stop him. He won't sit down.
No.
So he's up and moving around sometimes with crutches. Sometimes
I don't know
without.
If he gets that from his old man, does he? Not being able to sit down and not being able to stop.
Yeah. Well, you always know when Benny's around because you hear him before you see him.
His hairline's looking a lot like Ben's at the moment too, Eli.
Well, it's hard to tell because he wears a cap everywhere.
You'll
start playing in headgear.
Yeah. I've got an old set coming up. Of course, it's a big, speaking of old set, my buddy, we've got this Dads and Lads next week, is it?
Yeah.
I've been looking for boots. I'm not going to wear headgear, but I found the old headgear and
Pull it out?
I might pull it out, the old green bomber.
Yeah, no. Nice.
I'd wear it. I might be playing against you, so my suggestion is to wear it.
Might need a helmet.
I'm quite happy to go to the judiciary.
I might refer back to my old days when I was a junior and I was a bit more of a.
Yeah, I think they're going back to 1970.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke's Cannon.
I'm quite happy to go back to judiciary again for a charity game, Justin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You've coached a fair few players. Who would you say is some of the better ones that you've coached
over the years?
Yeah.
Locally or anything.
You've coached overseas, haven't you?
Yeah, I've coached overseas, but over in Perth, but I ran that New South Wales program. Probably Kane Douglas is one that stands out.
Yep.
It was funny, there's a lot of politics in sport, and Kane had missed out on all the schoolboy programs, and we had the New South Wales 17 squad, and we brought Kane in, who wasn't going to get picked in country, and, you know, we bypassed the country selectors as a 17-year-old, and he drove down every training session. He's coming down from, you know, right up the north coast down to Sydney, and he was always the first one there and last one to leave. And over the season, we had, I think we played 6 games, including a tour of New Zealand for 2 weeks.
Mm.
He just got better and better and better, got player's player. We rang up the Greg Mum, who was down at the Academy of the Tars at the time, with Tony Darcy, and said, mate, got to have a look at this kid. And they took him down there. First training session, dislocated his collarbone. but fought back through injury, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
That was a great example of, not looking outside that school system. Yeah. You know, once you get into that system at 14 to 15.
And it is a big problem with rugby. It's institutionalised, and it is a big problem. They miss out on
so
many kids.
This state team that we had, we got all the kids that didn't make any school team. If you didn't make CHS GPS, they were available to us.
Yep.
So the first 2 years we played CHS and they beat us. Second year after the bell, and the third year we beat them.
Yeah.
And the fourth and fifth year they wouldn't play us.
Yeah, right.
You know, because they were worried. But that was a real focus for us. It was like the old Brumbies mentality.
Yeah.
They're all the rejects.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get into them.
Yeah, there's some really good footballs. There's a number of kids. Paddy Dellett went on to play a lot of Super Rugby. He's a Maitland kid.
Yep.
Who else was there? Lakely around here, probably, you know, Strawny and Crido. They were both in that program. They were out at playing at Beaches at the time, and they came over to the club. Not that I chased them, but, you know, they come over their own volition.
Yep. Well, it was over 10 years ago now. Statute of limitations is done,
you know,
Tony.
I've always had a philosophy. You don't still play some other club, but if they're going to move, I'll talk to them and take them. Rather than play with us and against us.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, they were great for the club.
And you couldn't see them in any other colours, to be honest. No. Like, imagine Strawny in yellow and gold.
Yeah. Well, imagine Strawny walking home from where do they drink out of Gates at
a Or even the sunny side. I don't know if he'd make that home.
No, his dad knocks it on Hamo, boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He'd be dead by the time you got past the bloody showground.
And you coached overseas?
Yeah, we did a stint over in Harvard, which was pretty cool. That just came out of the blue. It got rung up by the guys at New South Wales Rugby and said this job's come up. There was a guy called Bob Koretsky who was he'd been out here. He was an American guy, went to Yale University, came out here on holiday, started playing rugby up in Queensland, loved it, had no idea about the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So he applied for the Harvard coaching job and he got it.
Yep.
Couldn't coach, so he rang back here to Jake Howard, for Pat's dad, who's been assistant coach for the Wallabies. Jake did the first year and then he put him in touch with the Waratahs. And so Bob Koretsky would organise to fly us out there to do all the coaching on his behalf.
Yeah,
we had a hell of a time. Like the first pre-season tour was 10 days in Ireland, which is hard to take. And we went up to Canada for a couple of games up there. And we won the Ivy League, first time they'd won it in 30-odd years, which got us into the Sweet 16.
So who's in that?
Oh, no one you'd know, mate.
The teams.
The Sweets. So the Ivy League's all the Ivy League schools.
So like Yale,
Princeton, those schools. And then the Sweet 16 is just the top 16 schools.
The conferences.
In the States. So that was over on the West Coast. So we wrote to all the alumni to ask them if they'd sponsor a player. Because while these kids are super smart, not necessarily wealthy.
Yeah.
We had about half the team done and probably a week out, we thought, we're not going to get there. And we got a letter in the mail with a check from a guy. Paraphrase, it was, sorry guys, been overseas on work, he's an international banker, here's a check, hope it covers the cost, anything left over, have a drink on me.
And was it a big drink?
It was $60,000 he dropped on the deck. we cancelled the backpackers, we did the five-star marina, resort on the marina, and got
of change.
Got beaten in the semi-final and stayed on for another 4 days on the drink. It was great.
The
frustrating thing is we got beaten in the final, I don't remember back then they changed the laws of the game where the halfback was allowed to walk in and jump in the line out.
Prior
to that, they weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
So we'd had that move 2 minutes before full time. We pulled the move off, scored a try, and it got disallowed
because
they were still on the old laws.
And
the team that beat us ended up going on to win at Cal Berkeley.
Yeah, right.
So who knows, we could have been national state champions. Yeah. But it was a hell of an experience. I still keep in contact with probably 14 to 15 of the guys that I coached
who were
just doing amazing things. Guys
that's been awesome.
Obama administration and senators and, some pretty amazing kids. But you could have picked them up and brought them over here in the green room and you wouldn't have.
And you went to Perth as well now.
Yeah.
And I've done a fair bit over in Perth with WA rugby and stuff. And they actually have the biggest junior base in Australia, in Perth, which is amazing. It's a massive sport over there.
Yeah, they've done surprisingly well. Part of the problem they have, it's a really itinerant playing base because of all the FIFO workers.
Yeah.
A lot of South Africans, a lot of Kiwis. Mm. There's a lot of the guys will go there and it's like, who's going to offer me the biggest lunch type thing? And they'll go and sign up with them and then someone comes along for a bigger lunch. So there's a lot of this club hopping.
Yeah.
But I think it's getting a lot more stable now. But there's some really good footballers over there.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
You know, and it's obviously the way they're going to Super Rugby now, so it was always going to take a while because the Aussie rules over there is next level.
Yeah, it is next level.
It's like Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
But beautiful city.
It's one of the best. And yeah. I got to spend a summer over there for doing the Women's Big Bash.
Yeah, right.
And it was it was all time. By the end of it, there was lineups to go in the casino, and I was just high-fiving the bouncers, let me in, boys.
He's back. You must have had plenty of money to throw around there.
Yeah, no, I didn't, but I certainly made friends that helped me out.
Yeah, it is easy to go. It's just so far away. That's the deal.
Yeah, it is.
It really is like another world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Perth yet.
No, mate, you want to get over there?
It was honestly a good 6 week divorce party for me because it was at the time I got separated.
Yeah, there's a great little wine bar down south, Fremantle, we used to frequent. It was called Mother Goose.
Yeah.
And the wine list was in the Golden Books.
Yeah.
Out in the Golden Book. And right next door, there was this fancy hamburger shop. So you'd order the burgers with a waitress, they'd go and order them, they'd bring the food, so you never have to left.
Mm.
Best playlist I've ever heard.
Yeah, right.
Music, and you just sit there and just drink until the.
Perfect
for the sun.
Bit
went
different
down.
To the menu at Langtrees.
Yeah.
I'd say.
A lot.
No, he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
What is it?
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it off air.
No, okay. All right.
No, I'm talking about.
And then so locally, who's what about locally the best?
Best player anywhere? Obviously Strawny and the lot.
Yeah.
And those boys. Billy Coffey was great in his day. Yep. Bill's still got a lot to offer, but as an out and out winger, he was just a try scoring machine. Carl Manu's been fantastic, you know, the club. Hayden Pedersen.
Yeah, and of course you coach Carl. And yeah, did you coach Hayden? Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, yeah. when we were coaching back, you know, Hayden first came to town. He was ready to come and sign with the Greens. Then ended up going over to Italy.
No,
and
then came
back and ended back at our old club.
He was a good player. French. He was really good. And Carl Manu's, it would have been good to coach him. Inside, he's been around the world and just would have added a lot to that.
He's such a genuine man, Carl, and he just gets it, and he's wonderful with his plays, and he's got a fantastic work ethic, which just rubs off onto the younger kids. You know, they see what he can do, and he's strong.
Mm.
You know, I see him in the gym, he's doing, I don't know what they call these ones out here. I can't pick him up with two hands.
Yeah.
I'm saying anything, but, you know, he's got some serious strength about him, but just a quality person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's the best coach you've coached against?
Oh, you have to say Bubba.
You would say Bubba?
Yeah. Mm. Bubba's he's just got a unique ability to bring blokes together and build teams.
Mm.
But he's all, and it runs in the family. You saw what Darren's doing down with the Tars.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just in them. They build that relationship, they build the trust, they know footy.
Yeah.
Get it? You know, I did some coaching with Darren years ago with the Hunter Academy.
Yeah.
And even then, you know, he was only just starting out as a DO officer with the Waratahs, but you just see there's just something special about him.
And the whole family, they're all got a calmness. I know Matt's, shout out to Matt if he does watch it. He's just bought the boat rowers over in Stockton. Yeah, so he's in there. There could be a couple of good trips over there. It's a good little pit stop on the way home to the bay now.
You're in a fight
Yeah. So he's bought that. And I had a lot to do with the younger brother, Grubb, growing up playing footy.
Yeah, okay.
And
he played at South, didn't he, Grubb?
There's stories. Yeah. He did play at South, and Lakes. And,
well, you imagine that household growing up, when you're the four boys.
Mate, crazy. But honestly, one of the nicest families you'll ever meet.
They are.
Got and you can see why they're good. They've got that good coaching demeanour.
It's also that country mentality too. They're just good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you coach Ruff?
Yeah,
Ruff. That's what we said. Don't you listen at this.
I don't listen to you.
He was my last first grade coach.
Oh, he was too, yeah. What year was that?
Oh, that was 2010, yeah?
10, yeah. So you were there for a couple of years.
I didn't play after that, yeah.
Any stories about Ruff?
Oh, lots.
Yeah?
Yep.
That you can tell?
No.
No?
No. Not that I'm prepared to tell.
Why not?
Not in a public forum.
Not many people watch this, so you're safe.
22.
Yeah, but I don't want his mother.
They don't watch it.
They don't respect my career in the podcasting media.
No.
Well, mate, they've got to get with it. That's the latest big thing.
Yeah. And what about... What about coaching the juniors? I mean, how long did you coach me for?
We got you in the under 15s.
Yeah, let's talk about stories about me. Yeah. As a young adolescent, 13. How was he?
Yeah, I remember Pugger played up at training once, and I won't go into what he did, but we gave him a football and said, go and stand on the halfway line ready for the next drill, and we left him there for about half an hour. And we had a little fireside chat. And I've got to say, and I still say to this day, Pugger's one of the best kids I've ever coached.
Yeah.
You know, he was so responsive, and I remember him scoring a great try in the grand final down the 15th.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. We had this movie. We had Michael Jones playing at number 8, who was just, he was the quickest. He used to be the quickest kid. Then Alex Morgan turned up.
Just
had this blistering pace. And we had this move that was always, we're going to play this 40 metres out. And John Dunn was the captain on the day, and we were in the 22, and these kids were that confident. He said, let's play it. And we did, and the guys had gone 80 metres and puggers touched down in the corner. That was just the confidence. They were a good footy team. Yeah, that's a real talent.
We had some great.
And a lot of those kids I played at the Wildfires with as well, Alex and...
Morgan, Matt Dunn.
Yep.
Matty Williams. He was a monster.
Nick McNeil was another
one. Nick Driska.
Yeah, he was never there.
Nick was one of the best. Just ask him, he'll tell you.
Don't worry, he still tells me.
Funny you mention that. Now, have you ever seen a hit like the one on... Have you ever seen someone get hit the way that Nick Driska got hit at Gibbs Brothers all those years ago? When he actually donned the Hamilton jersey, because back then they didn't have enough players.
Yeah.
So, certain people had to go play. I refused to.
You get rid of the dead boy.
Yeah, I flat out refused.
The boys, they took a vote and said, who don't you want to play in your team?
Yeah.
And Nick won the vote.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, have you seen anyone get hit?
No, it was a pretty good hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got nailed.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, and because this has been a big point in contention, and we're in a couple of threads together with Nick, and Nick always denies that he's been hit by Pugger, and obviously everyone else. John Dunn's in the thread,
it's
and a couple
real.
Of
yeah,
those guys.
JD.
It is real. You can confirm it 100%.
Absolutely. It happened.
Good. I never had any doubt with Pugger whacking Nick, because Nick probably deserved it.
Yeah. There's a long and distinguished list of people lining up waiting to hit him.
I'm surprised only he did
at
it.
The front of it. And you talk about the junior coaching. It's one of the things that I cherish the most and some of my best memories. And to all those guys out there doing the junior coaching now, you get so much out of it, and you find the more you put into it, the more you get out. Like, I still do it. Pugger, JD and Nick still grab me just about every Christmas since, and we go for a beer and, still have a chat, and that lifelong friends, and
it is.
Still some of the trips away, we had a touring mentality, which I think they still do that with the juniors. So every year we take the boys away on an end of season trip.
Do they still do that?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I think some of the teams do. And it was always a progression from tens, that it was a small trip, and the older you got, I think we took you to the movies once to see Free Willy.
I don't know.
Pugger got arrested.
I think that was the charades game we were playing in the cabin at Narrabeen.
I was being a bit more disappointed.
I said, no one watches this, so we can.
Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah, but the coaching's been wonderful. It's got lots of. I've got to travel all around Australia, and had some overseas gigs, and just met some great people. Mm. It's a real joy.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Three people, isn't it?
Yeah, last week we asked Kramer about the lock-in, but last year I was asking people, end of season trip, you're allowed to take three people.
Including us two. We're in.
We're already in. And we'll include Jonesy as well, Chris Jones.
Yeah, Jones. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's in.
He's in. So you're allowed to take three extra people on an end of season trip.
End of season trip. Where are we going?
Narrabeen.
Did you get cut off from saying you can't have a lock-in in the pool? I didn't get the production notes, sorry.
No, it was only because I asked, Kramer's already been on, so we asked him the end of season trip. I just thought I'd mix it up for him.
Cool. Fair enough. I just didn't know. I thought you'd been
cut. No.
Nah. Anyway,
are we going to have a kangaroo court?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well.
Tim Seffel's not allowed there, though.
No. Jay Strawn will be going.
Yeah.
Because I need to pay him back. So we had a little bit of a backstory. We had a first grade pizza night at Jack Merlin's place. I don't remember that. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, Strawny very kindly asked me if I was hungry, if he would like me to make a pizza for me. And I said, oh, mate, that'd be wonderful. And he brought it out and said, sorry, Munz, all we've got left is tomato paste and some avocado. So that's all right. You can imagine we're three sheets of the wall. So I've got this thing, just wharfed it down, and it was wasabi and chili sauce. And apparently that was payback because I made him snort wasabi when we were over in New Zealand.
Fair enough.
So it'd be a nice chance to repay
get
that.
Get one up. You can't lose to a younger man, Tony.
In fact, we could probably just bring him in for kangaroo court and send him home again, because he is a pest.
He is.
Yeah, but I'd have to take him.
But I wouldn't say he's one of my favourites. He's last of the old school.
Mate, he is. Like, he lived 100 metres away from us, and my he would just wake up at our place randomly, because you know we never locked the house back in those days, so he would just turn up and then he'd leave and then I'd go and find the bed's been wet. You always blame the dog, but
I know more.
Sorry, Joe. No, I'm not. Oh, geez, there'll be some good tourists around. I'd probably take Al Morgan for a sing-along. Al's a great... If he doesn't know a song, it probably hasn't been written.
Yep.
You know, and he can be a bit of a pest as well.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
So I'd take him and... I'd bring Bruce Springsteen.
Did he play for the Greens? Did he play for the Greens? It has to be someone that's played for the Greens. I'm sure he did.
Oh, does it?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure when he came over.
He's got plenty of green.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's got to be a player?
Yeah.
Right. Well, take his CDs in to listen to this. Yeah. I'm a mad boss fan. We probably need someone who's going to stay and go the distance. So I'd have to take Dingo.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it doesn't show how he puts that much beer in his body and just keeps ticking along.
And for a little fella, he's good at it.
Yeah, he is, and he's a pest.
Yep, I like it. Yep. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Mm. Now we're off to Singleton.
Yep,
that'll be a tough. It'll be good.
Bus trip 10:30.
Bus trip.
Yeah, big day. Sam Bright's 100th.
Which is
fantastic.
Special shout out to Sam.
Yep. He's 100th first grade.
Yep. Shame we can't get it down here. But we're going to, I think, we'll do a celebration the following week against the Bay down here for that.
Which will be a big weekend.
Yeah. That's a big weekend. But
Singo's going to be a danger game because, you know, you just don't know what's going to turn up there. They don't travel particularly well.
Mm.
And they've had some issues with some of the imports who have sort of deserted the area in contravention of their visas.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to be tough. You know, Pardo will be up for it, being his old club. And
I was going to say, he'll become the best coach you've ever coached again this weekend.
Good boo, you know, and they were travelling pretty well last year.
Yeah, they were.
But I know they lost
it.
They lost it.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I was speaking to him, you know, a week or so ago, and it was after the first game, and I was on my balcony, a little bit tipsy, and he was talking sideways, braille.
Yeah. I'd love to see what you blokes have for breakfast.
Not much.
Yeah, so they've lost their prop. Hasn't one of the props gone up the bay? Is that right?
Did he end up coming? I don't know.
And I know the boys are on the bus at 10:30.
Yeah, third grade. They're playing too. I know they were struggling for numbers, Singo.
Yeah.
Green ginger wine on the bus on the way up, like the old days. Well, we're a bit more pro these days because there hasn't been a bus go up for a few years.
No, there was a bus last year.
Oh, did they go up, did they?
Yeah, it was because I was working up there around May when the election was on.
Ah, yes, true.
Mm. Yeah. I was keeping update on the rugby bar TV.
Mm. It's my second favourite place to watch football, I reckon.
See ya?
Yeah.
It is good.
I really like it. Yeah,
upstairs?
Upstairs, because you're right on the field. That's where I broke my thumb.
It was.
And I had... So I was up there with Pardo... Both Pardos and their old man, and Smooth.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I had a broken thumb, so I had to make Smooth roll me cigarettes and get me beer the whole time.
Beautiful.
So I refused to go to the doctor, so I was in third grade and I wanted to watch first and second and catch the bus home.
Yeah, imagine that's washing his hands before he rolled them for you?
Yes.
I doubt it. that's where COVID started.
his hands are just permanently... coal infested, so nothing's getting through that anyway.
The black lungs leaked out.
Yeah.
No, it is a good venue up there, that's true.
Right on the...
It is a good place, yeah.
Very close.
Good bunch of blokes. I grew up in Singleton, but never actually played rugby there, so...
Oh, didn't you?
No, it was always league.
Oh, you played league. Okay. Greyhounds. Are they the Greyhounds?
Yeah, the Red Dogs, mate. Red Dogs.
Red Dogs.
Well, they've got their muscle books folded and the...
Yeah, that Group 21 competition's... I think Singleton played the other day against Skane, and I think they cut it short. They were getting flogged.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a bit unfortunate up there.
Yeah, so they might pull a few players from there as well.
Yeah, plenty of good players have sort of come out of that Group 21, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Ham's from up that way, isn't he?
Ben Ham.
He's one of those boys.
Yeah, there's a few out there.
Mm. It's amazing. We've got Ollie Ryan. I didn't know Ollie Ryan was a Singleton.
Mm. Yeah, he was.
Can't you tell? They're unique.
No, no.
Yeah, Singo by the Sea, Merriweather, isn't it?
Yeah, we used to have some good games against Singo in the juniors.
Yeah, they were not bad juniors.
I remember one game...
They weren't as good as the league team, but whatever.
One game we played, I was playing fullback, and at Zingo, and they put up this massive bomb. And then for some reason, I think either JD or Nick have hit the kicker after the kick, and they've got sin bin, and then it started a bit of a fight. And then I think I've thrown the ball away and just get into the fight as well. And then the three of us, me, Johnny and Nick, because we're all best mates at the time, three of us got sin bin at the same time.
Deliberately.
Yeah.
I think that was the game. Actually, we rocked up to the sheds. It was before they'd fixed it up on the other side of the, and there was a fucking snake in the sheds.
Yeah, she's country. They do that on purpose.
Brown?
Brown. Only a baby brown though.
Yeah. They're the worst.
Yeah, that is.
So we all got changed out on the field.
Yeah, the boys, like they had a sensational junior program up there for so long, and then it just died a bit. So I don't know what's going on up there.
Anyway, too many options, too small a town. They need the mining to boom again.
Yeah, you probably spend half your life down a black hole. You're gonna.
Well, there's always. I mean, there's so many options now too. Like it is easier. Like,
what at Singleton?
When they get to 16 or so, if they want to come and play footy in Newcastle, the new highway, it's only 40 minutes away.
Yeah, that's
it's
true. Aaron Brennan's moved down here now because he still wanted to play footy, but he just wanted to get out of Singleton.
Yeah.
So you're still working up in the mines and travelling up.
Once you get down to that Jerry's Plains off the hill, it's hard to get back out. Credit to anyone that does get out.
Yeah. Well, main thing is they're playing footy.
That's right.
All I like to see. Just like they play for where they play as long as they're playing footy.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. Well done. Thanks very much.
Thanks, boys.
Good chat.
You've got to get to the farm.
We're going out the farm, going to mine the horses and the goats and the dogs and whatever else, and jump the mower and cut down some trees and...
Jesus.
I love it.
Nice. Watch out for those brown snakes. Nice.
We haven't had any snakes this year. It's been pretty good. The horses, I think the horses keep them away.
Too wet as well.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I've got no idea. Let's run with that.
I was brought up in the town, mate, not the country. Ask Tim. Ring Tim on your way up there.
Righto. We had a... we did have a big... one of those pretty python things. Apparently they're harmless. That was in our bedroom. Mm. And I've gone in and saw it. And I've jumped out and told Joe and one of her girlfriends are up there. So I stood back while they picked it up and took it and threw it off.
I would have been in the car and back home by the time they got into the room.
Yeah. It's not my go.
Yeah, I hate them.
I'm more a snake man than a spider. I can't cop spiders.
A spider, I can shoot.
A snake.
I can kill a
massive snake.
I can kill a spider with a
not
shoe.
A spider, though.
Can't kill a snake with a shoe.
Yeah, but...
Use your footy boots. Get the old steel metal studs into there.
The ones that I sharpened.
Yeah, we shouldn't be talking about animal cruelty, boys.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not. It's snake cruelty. Anyway. All right.
This is going
thanks for that.
Nowhere fast. Yeah. Thanks very much, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, mate. Parker. Thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you, gentlemen.
Yeah, always good.
Yeah,
thank you.
See you, buddy.
See you, mate.
We'll see you at the bar.
Yes.
Drinking Still City.
Definitely.
Thank you.